And moving past the bottom of the hour, we welcome you back to our Portland studios this weekend on SIP Northwest Live. I'm Brian Bushlack, and as a friendly reminder, Oregon wine flies free all summer long and beyond thanks to Alaska Airlines. Visit alaskaair.com to learn more. Well, we're counting down this weekend to one of the biggest events of the summer. It's the Oregon Wine Experience in historic Jacksonville, August 22nd through the 28th. And boy, this event really is special, showcasing not only the best that Southern Oregon has to offer, but they've actually opened it up and invited wineries from across the state this year. And you can get your tickets. It's not too late. They have a few left. For specific events, visit theoregonwineexperience.com. Boy, what a great opportunity to revisit Southern Oregon, Jacksonville, one of my favorite small towns in the entire region, and this event for a great cause benefiting the Asante Foundation. Now, who better to catch up with than our old friend Michael Donovan? You'll probably recall that we first met Michael about 10 years ago at Roxy Ann, and he has always welcomed us back to sunny Southern Oregon. Hey, Michael, thanks for taking time to join us this afternoon on SIP Northwest Live. And you have been such a great ambassador for Southern Oregon wines. Now we find you at Irvine Vineyards, of course, at Roxy Ann for many years, but you've been the guy who has rolled out the red carpet for us on all of our trips to Southern Oregon. So who better than to talk to about the Oregon Wine Experience coming up in a few weeks? And really, this is the showcase of Southern Oregon, isn't it?
It is, and it's a pleasure to always have you down here, Brian, and yeah, Southern Oregon is finally getting the recognition and the awareness that of a new emerging wine region that we've always knew it could have.
Yeah, you know, you've been talking about it and telling us about it, and we've been tasting and we've been telling everybody. But of late, you've gotten some pretty big time publicity, haven't you?
We have. Yeah, we've designated as one of the top 10 wine destinations in the world by Wine Enthusiast Magazine, and just continued recognition of the quality of the wines, both at major wine competitions around the country, like San Francisco's the San Francisco Chronicle competition, and others. It's really heartening to see that the work that's going on, the hard work in the vineyards and in the wineries, is finally beginning to reach through, and people around the country are making an effort to, you know, find out where we are and what we're doing.
Yeah, I think we first met maybe 10 years ago, and back then, Southern Oregon was a bit of a secret. You know, you had to get out there and really tell people about it. And I know you talk about the hard work, all the mileage you put on your car driving around not only the Northwest, but flying around the country and the world. And it's no secret anymore, is it?
It's not. And in many, many ways, the development of Southern Oregon mirrors what occurred in the Willamette Valley. I mean, it took the founders and the pioneers in the Willamette Valley many, many, many years and probably hundreds of thousands of miles of travel to finally, you know, get their wines in front of discerning consumers. But it all started back in the vineyard, and that's where the real work occurred. And any region like that has to go through that transition phase early. And, you know, the northern part of the state has been incredibly supportive of the Southern Oregon wine industry and its development, and many of the leaders up there have helped us both in the vineyards and in the wineries. So we owe a debt to them as well. And in fact, the Oregon Wine Experience this year has opened up for the first time in its competition to every Oregon winery, and it's why it's not called the Southern Oregon Wine Experience, but the Oregon Wine Experience.
Yeah, that's pretty special. I believe there are 18 wineries from outside of Southern Oregon participating in the event coming up in just a few weeks. We'll tell you much more about it. There are a few tickets left, and we want to get everybody from Seattle and Portland who has that weekend open or that week open to head to sunny Southern Oregon. No matter what it's doing in Portland or Seattle weather-wise, you can always count on some sunshine in Southern Oregon. And this event, Michael, been fortunate to be a part of the Classic Wines Auction in Portland and the Auction of Washington Wines in Woodinville at Chateau Saint-Michel. And I've got to tell our listeners across Seattle and Portland and the entire region that your event really stacks up with the big guys, doesn't it?
Well, we think so. I mean, to the extent that we're still a fledgling new wine festival under the auspices of working with the large medical provider here in the Rogue Valley, which is the Asante Foundation. But, you know, this is an event that's unique in many ways, but, I mean, similar to Hospice de Bonne or the Salud Auction or the Napa Valley Wine Auction, this is really about supporting a medical nonprofit that is very very deserving, and the fact that 100% of the proceeds from this event go to the Children's Miracle Network and the Asante Foundation. So I think that's a real testament that they've created with and partnered with us. It's a 10-year partnership working together with us, and it'll gradually build out. But it's very heartening to see the support from donors and sponsors that come in. And, of course, the Southern Oregon wine industry stands at the center of that stage, being showcased in the light that's really cast on this event.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Salud. We appreciate that in the Portland area. I will MC that event again this year in November. And I really appreciate that you drew the parallel, because really it's the Southern Oregon industry here coming together and welcoming the entire Oregon industry for what is a good cause.
Yeah, we're excited to have representation from all of Oregon's appellations, not only the Willamette Valley, but the Columbia wineries, the Walla Walla wineries. It's Southern Willamette, Northern Willamette. It's really an invitation to all, and come celebrate the best of Oregon.
Michael Donovan joining us on SIP Northwest Live across the region this weekend to preview the Oregon Wine Experience. We'll tell you much more about this in just a bit, how you can get tickets, a week-long event, so many things to check out leading up to the big event that weekend. And let's talk about what's happening at Irvine right now. Michael, I know you're growing this winery, and talk about doing it the right way. It sounds like things are going very well.
They are going well. I have to tell you, Brian, I'm really pleased. You would know, it's been over 2 years that we've been in the planning process to get construction started on our winery and tasting room at the vineyard just outside of Ashland. It's a beautiful site. You know, we sit as one of the highest elevation vineyards in Oregon, if not the highest, at 2,200 feet elevation, growing just exclusively Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And we're very excited. I can't hold back too much, because we finally put shovels in the ground and began construction this week after numerous permits and planning approvals were granted. So it's been a long process, but everybody's in line now. The county governments, the Department of Environmental Quality, all of the people have signed off on the project. And by golly, we hope to have the tasting room open early in 2017, and certainly the winery will come online and later in time for harvest in 2017. And we've been very fortunate to have the winery designed by Robert Britton from Britton Vineyards in the Willamette Valley, who's been working with us not only as a consulting winemaker, but as lead designer on this project.
Wow, you are calling in the big names on this thing.
Robert, of course, has, I think this is over, he's been, this will be over his 40th vintage, and former winemaker of Stag's Leap and Farniente in California, but he really has returned to his roots here in Oregon, and it's such a pleasure to work with him and the other members of our team. We also collaborate with Brian Gruber and Herb Quaddy at Barrel 42 in Medford, who have currently been processing all the wine, and we couldn't be more delighted at the entire team. And our vineyards, of course, are managed under the direction of Chris Hubert of Results Partners, and Results Partners probably, as you know, up in the Willamette, is also probably the most highly regarded vineyard management team that there is in Oregon, having managed facilities like Domaine Serene and Domaine Duran in their past. So they bring a lot of pedigree to the project, and we just couldn't be happier about the direction we're headed.
Well, our friend Michael Donovan now running the show at Irvine Vineyard. It's going to be exciting to see them build a new tasting room. Should be open next year. More on the Oregon Wine Experience. We'll talk more about this great cause when we come back on SIP Northwest Live.